This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for DJB Health again. Dr. Jack Stockwell has joined us. Dr. Jack has practiced for many years in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife Mary, has a clinic there. He has all kinds of things that he experiences every day, and we share some of those stories here with you, plus the research that he does, plus the anecdotal things that he finds out as a GAPS practitioner, that is the gut being the most important part of your body. He's a NURCA chiropractor, not many of them in captivity, so you can check that out at jackstockwell.com. And for information about GAPS and other things that are going on in the practice, you can go to forbiddendoctor.com. There is a lot of stuff going on. You're having these, is it a weekly or a bi-weekly or a monthly webinar? How often do you have those? Do you conduct those?
Well, we have it the first Thursday of every month, which is in 2 days from now. And so you would go to forbiddendoctor.com and click on register for the webinar registration.
All right, easy enough to do.
If you have already,
what is there? What's the content? What are you talking about?
Questions and answers. We have a few things to present, but then just a whole bunch of questions that are asked of us of everything.
Like, what's a perfect? What's an example of a question? Is it usually nutrition? Is it stuff that would be homeopathic?
Yeah, just usually nutritional issues, or some kind of thing that's hot in the news right now. It could also be. I've got upper respiratory problems. I've got GI problems. I've got reproductive problems. I've got sleep problems. And then we would try to get a little bit more information and then make some nutritional recommendations as to what they can do.
Yep. Is there a nutritional way to get rid of mosquitoes? Can you eat something? You know, mosquito bites, it's back in the mosquito season like it's tick season.
Well, the word on the street is if you're full of sugar, that's how the mosquitoes find you.
Sugar.
If you have a high sugar intake, that's how the mosquitoes find you.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd they find that out? They ask a mosquito?
Well, sweetness. They look for it. Sweetness is an indication of blood.
Is that so? Well,
that's
I guess
right.
It must
things
be very
dead,
sweet then.
Yeah, you don't see mosquitoes hovering over dead things.
No, you don't.
No.
As a matter of fact, that's,
Yeah, there have been some studies. I don't know how well constructed the studies were, but I remember reading them, oh, heavens, 20, 30 years ago. And I think it was at some campsites. You know, not just a few people, but like a Boy Scout camp, Girl Scout camp, these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they noticed that those who had high blood sugar were the ones who were pestered by the mosquitoes the most, because they can smell the sugar, they can sense the sugar, and when they follow the sugar, they're going to find the blood.
So what are ticks like, other than just blood?
Oh,
how is a tick, how does a tick become appealing?
You know, they're just waiting to cling on to anything that's moving.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see ticks, you know, sucking the blood out of a plant.
So how do they live, though? Mosquitoes, do they have hearts? What's their circulatory system? Mosquitoes,
yeah, they
ticks,
do.
Stuff like that, do
yeah, they?
They
do have, you know, they don't have an extremely complex vascular system like mammals do.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. The movement of their bodies move the fluids through their systems.
But do they
don't have
heart, per se?
I'm sorry?
Well, they don't have a heart, per se, and lungs. And
some of them do.
Really?
Yeah, something that would pass as a heart.
I squeeze them and burn them. That's what I do with ticks. Squeeze them, get them
Arnold,
off.
Arnold flexes his muscles until they can't pull their proboscis or whatever their thing is out of the skin, and then he watches them pop.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Oh, we used to do that. I remember on canoe trips in the Scouts when I was a teenager, and you'd see a mosquito land on you, and you'd pull the skin really tight around the mosquito so it couldn't pull its nose out, or whatever you call that thing, out of your skin, and it would just fill up and fill up and fill up and eventually pop.
Pop. Lovely. How much of somebody was talking to me about robotic prosthetics. What is going on with amputees? A lot of focus, because it's Memorial Day, on people that have been serving or have served or are serving, or what happens to people who are in the service Yeah, mostly Memorial Day is about those who have died, but there are certainly plenty of people who have lived through wars and battles, but they've come home with legs amputated, arms amputated. You see some of these pictures of these poor people. And I wonder, how effective is the prosthetic world much better now? You see these people with metal legs and feet, and you wonder how comfortable is that. Have you ever had you?
Yeah, I have a patient. Like I have a patient, actually, that works in, I can't remember if, well, it doesn't matter if it's the University of Utah or whatever, but they are in a prosthetic lab. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to them. This is, you know, a few years ago, but they said the real trick to it is to be able to mimic the articular pattern of the joint they're trying to replace. So it's one thing to have an artificial hand with just fingers and a thumb sticking out, and you can't move anything. It's another thing to be able to duplicate, mimic, reproduce the actual joint function of the three joints that are in the fingers as well as they're in the hand and the wrist. And, of course, the more sophisticated that is, the more exclusionary it becomes cost-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the real aim and goal of prosthetic development, is to reproduce the joint movement of what had to be replaced.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, here's something else. There are lots of people that are referred to as anti-vaxxers. I'm not one of them, even though I'm not a big supporter. I think there are too many vaccines, too many requirements, et cetera. I think there are a few that you need. But I noticed there's a move afoot to deal with people who are anti-vaxxers by developing under-the-tongue wafers that could become the vaccines of the future. Does it make a difference how you have it delivered to you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you go through nature's normal filtration systems, if you have a vaccine that is sprayed up the nose, because that's how most of us are exposed to antigens anyway, or a vaccine that's in a wafer that goes under the tongue that is slowly dissolved into the system, as food does when you eat, as opposed to taking a hypodermic and bypassing all of Mother Nature's normal barriers and protective devices and plunge it right into the bloodstream.
Of vaccines, if they were under,
I would be less resistant to it. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it depends on what's in it. It depends on what you know. The problem with a vaccine is what's in there. It's not just a dead bug and saline. It's all these chemicals that bypass the blood-brain barrier. All these metals. All these preservatives. They claim the mercury in a flu shot's in there is a preservative. The mercury and the aluminum that's present in these things actually literally shock the nervous system because they're very neurotoxic. And that's the only way your body would recognize these things that are being injected into you, because your body's not going to look at a dead viral entity or a dead bacteria. It's not going to pay a second thought to it. And so the only way that they can get a vaccine response in the sense of creating antibodies over the next 2 weeks is they have to put something in there, what they call these adjuvants, that will shock the system into forcing it to chemically respond to something that it normally would just ignore. That's my problem, is all these other things that are in there that people have serious anaphylactic and other kinds of reactions to.
I wonder sometimes out loud about vaccine and side effects and stuff. I saw an article about a woman who was having blood clots. She was an athlete, and she did a lot of running and lots of stuff, participated in various strength activities, and she was an ultra marathon runner. She looked like the part, you know what I mean? So she was taking estrogen and testosterone because of her physical pursuits, but apparently that created blood clots in her lungs.
Yeah.
I don't know which created what, but that's something. You know,
well, there's a two-step process there. Number one, both estrogen and testosterone are growth-stimulating hormones.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing to remember. So anything that has a growth process that's involved can be stimulated by the presence of those two hormones. The second thing is that they're irritating to the endothelium, to the walls of the blood vessel, the arteries. And so as inflammation occurs in the wall of the artery, the endothelium, and something called the intima, which is the cellular contact with the blood flowing through with the blood vessel. Inflammation is created, and then that inflammation leads to clotting. Also, with some of these injections, there's an anticoagulant factor that's involved that actually, interestingly enough, has a reverse process that causes clots further down the line.
Wow.
So, when you critically take these things apart and really begin to investigate them, it's something more than just a blip on the evening news.
Right. I got it. Okay. Coming up, focus on what's going on in the sun damage department. I think Jack needs to weigh in on some things, experience that my sister had, in fact, because it is sun time. People are sun worshippers. They slather all kinds of stuff on their body. Does it do any good? We'll find out in a matter of moments here. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen on DJV Health. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow routine that I have has changed the way I sleep. I wonder how many of you have had the same experience. Are you on the MyPillow bandwagon? The pillows can be washed and dried. You know that. Right now, there's a fabulous offer for a couple of different things. The towels are on special. The new My Slippers are on special. And the pillows are on special. Up to 65% off buying things that you need for your bedroom, that you need for your bed, that you need for your comfort at night so that you get a good night's rest. Let's check it all out. Go to the MyPillow website, look at their product catalog, see what's in there. You can save 30, 40, 50, 60% on things using the promo code DJV at checkout. So check it out. All of you can use this, sets of towels, for example, are on sale, 40% off. That's a special deal, a great deal. You get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee on everything at MyPillow.com. So get there, get the stuff ordered, get it into your home, enjoy a pleasant, wonderful experience at night when you jump into the sack using the products from MySlippers.com. Check out using the promo code DJV for huge savings.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen. Don't forget our podcast, DJV Health Show. Dr. Jack talking about the benefits of coconut oil, amongst other things, and arthritis, all those important things in the newsletter. Don't forget to sign up for it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug and Dr. Jack back in a matter of moments here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health, the things that are on your mind with regard to your health and well-being. The latest podcast that you have is a focus on a problem of population control, right? Is that, do I have that right? Kind of population.
Well, it's how to dumb down a population.
Oh.
How to seduce.
Go to school. Go to public school.
Go to public school is a good way to be dumbed down.
Yeah.
It's how to seduce a once critically thinking population. It's how to influence through the media and social media and the mainstream media and entertainment in general and even national sports and everything else to stop the thinking process in our cortex and to get us to be reactionary. Rather than asking why, we're so concerned with what that we never think about why or what's going on behind it anymore. So that's what it's about.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. So, you know, you look around this website that you've had, ForbiddenDoctor.com, for now, what has it been, 3 years? How long have you had that website?
Oh, my goodness. At least 5-6 years.
5 or 6 years? Really? My God.
Well, I always had JackStockwell.com.
Yeah,
for a long time. ForbiddenDoctor.com. I think we had it in 2015, 2016, mm-hmm. somewhere in there.
And the most popular thing in there is what? Is it this? Is it the symptom survey? Is it the information that exists about all of the things that you and Mary have formulated? I was going to say concocted, but
a little bit of all of that, plus mm-hmm. 205 podcasts. And then about 3 years worth of radio shows, and it goes back to, Mary just told me, back to 2013. We started ForbiddenDoctor.com in 2013, and
that's
9 years.
I'm really astounded. Yeah,
8 years. Well, you and how long have you and I known each other? You know, you and I first met somewhere 2005, 2006, something like that.
Was it? Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so it's over 15 years that we've known each other.
I promised we'd talk about the price, paying the price for sun damage. I think I've told you, whether off the air or on the air, my sister has a serious skin cancer and has gone through hell. I think Mary talked to her, as a matter of fact, about it. So this, we're, you know, through Memorial Day weekend now, into this summer, unofficial summer season. Summer starts officially in 3 weeks. People are outside cooking their bodies under the sun, you know, and what happens?
I did.
You know, did you? Yeah. And what did it do to you or for you?
Well, I tried to, you know, from the waist up, tried to expose all four sides of my body.
Really?
To at least 15 minutes worth of sunshine for the first time this year.
Your naked body from the waist up, that's something to behold.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it draws crowds all the time.
No,
that was my, because it's been so stinking cold. And it finally warmed up this weekend.
It was 42 degrees here 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's been like that here, too. And you know our deck. And we, you know, the view we have and everything else, we just can't wait to get out on the deck in the spring. But boy, it's been so cold. There was even, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we had snow flurries for a little while. So anyway, I was in the sun, and so let's talk about the sun, because I think the sun gets a bad rap.
Well, it does, because people don't know how to deal with it. Without the sun, hello, we don't have a planet, we don't have food, we don't have water, we got nothing.
That's where life comes from.
Is more of your friend than your enemy. You just have to be smart about how you deal with it, and I'm not sure a lot of Americans are very smart when it comes to dealing with it. So we'll find Dr. Jack's prescription for better skin health as we continue in the next half hour of the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience, because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap, because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room, because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat supplier is hoping to have nearly all of its plant back up and running on Wednesday. Computer networks at JBS were hacked over the weekend, causing some locations to shut down. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will continue meeting with Central American officials during his two-day visit to Costa Rica. Blinken in Costa Rica to discuss the root cause of immigration.
The irregular migration that we're seeing doesn't just affect the United States. It affects virtually every country in the region. What we need to hear from our partners is a shared commitment with us to address those root causes.
Blinken in Costa Rica, since President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to oversee the immigration crisis in March, the vice president has not yet been to the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Negotiations continue on Wednesday between Democrats and Republicans regarding a massive infrastructure upgrade. President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Wednesday. Maine Independent Senator Angus King telling CNBC he believes the bill needs to be bipartisan.
There's got to be compromise. The president has indicated, I heard him, you know, I was in the Oval Office with a group of Democrats and Republicans. He said, I'm ready to compromise, and I think he is. So they've got to come up with a pay-for plan that, you know, causes everybody a little bit of hurt, but also will keep the deficit down. So they're talking about having a week to do that, and I think we'll see whether both sides are in fact interested in really getting to a solution.
A Los Angeles County firefighter is dead and another hurt after a shooting at a fire station. A vigil was held on Tuesday night for Tony Carlton as community members were still in shock.
He deserves to be honored, and what happened today is just tragic.
We are a family. We live, we work, we cry together, and we just don't think something like this would happen.
We think it's a very safe place to go back to. We're always helping others, and in this case, it was the reverse.
The murderer then returning to his house, setting it on fire, and killing himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, moving into the second half hour, 34 after the hour on this weekend's DJV Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell. So the sun and what it does. Without it, we have nothing with it. Talking about my sister and her problems with the sun cancer. You'd think being 93 million miles away, it's really kind of amazing what the heat, the glow of the sun does. When you think about it, just in generic terms, it is more than fascinating to think that we have enough heat, concentrated heat from this blob of gas that our planets all revolve around. And we see it, we think it comes up and down every day. Well, we're moving, so the sun stays where it is. The sun doesn't come up and it doesn't go down. But the way it affects, you know, trees can't live. You notice that when you plant things like palm trees, they go directly. They will grow in the direction of the sun. They don't grow straight. They bend to wherever the sunlight is. That's how powerful the sun is. And again, tens of millions of miles away, you wouldn't think that it would have enough starch to come. We have an atmosphere that's built around the planet. The sun comes through the atmosphere and gives us life, but it also can take life away if you're overexposed to it, right?
Well, it's, you know, the idea, we have a podcast on this, and the sun doesn't cause
cancer. At ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yes, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The sun doesn't cause cancer. it's our lifestyle and the environmental factors in our bodies that the sun can trigger. But there are billions of people on this planet, in the sun, all day long, who have no problems with cancer because their diets don't support a cancer lifestyle. Their diets are whole food, the kinds of things that Mother Nature made, especially indigenous peoples, and people that are kind of limited to a certain area. We may think of them as third world or something like this, that aren't really traveling all over the place or don't have a lot of outside culture, at least culinary, mixing in with their own. And so they've learned to eat from the earth, and they're healthy people, and in the sun all day long. Here, you know, what we're breathing in this country right now, what we're breathing in the air, drinking in the water, eating in the food, the glyphosate poisoning, all of the stuff that goes into processed foods, your body has to get rid of this. And if it can't get it rid of it adequately through the gut, you're going to end up with problems with constipation or diarrhea or back and forth. And the stuff gets backed up. The liver gets backed up. So it's going to use its best next excretory organ, which is the skin. And then these toxins start building up in the skin. We can see it by discolorations. We can see it by the loss of the protein elastin that allows stretching and expansion of the skin. And it starts getting dried out, and that sun baking on it will trigger damage, ultraviolet damage to the skin. Whereas somebody else who has a very healthy diet and a very healthy lifestyle, it'll just develop the melanin, and they tan, and they get darker and darker and darker. Whereas somebody else, there, you know, it's a ultraviolet triggering mechanism that will actually stimulate mutation of the skin cells. But it's not the sun that's doing this. The sun might be the trigger. But the real underlying cause is the environmental factors of the person who's suffering.
Not one person listening to this program has ever thought that or heard that before. Not one, including me. I mean, that's good. That's why we touch on to so many different things here. The talking points that we bring forth on these programs is aimed at getting you to think about things that you may not hear, certainly from conventional practitioners, but you may not have heard them at all.
Yeah,
but because your body is so important, you got to know. I guess I'm thinking about as you're talking about my sister and what her diet is about. She's addicted to Tab and Diet Cokes and all these other drinks. And she has for her entire life done nothing to put water in her body other than drink that stuff. She doesn't have, doesn't drink alcohol, but that's...
Yeah, she doesn't have to. That's enough in and of itself. We'd have to probably be on this planet another 100,000 years before our body will develop enzymes to break down artificially sweetened soft drinks.
Yeah, good luck to us with the population growing the way it is.
If you don't have the enzymes to break down what you are taking in water and in food, it backs up. It toxifies the liver. It toxifies the gut. That's one of the reasons why we created long-life energy enzymes, so that the body has an extra dose of these enzymes all throughout the day to break down the stuff that's backing up inside of us.
I'm a pretty educated guy, and I never knew anything about enzymes until I met you. And we've talked about it on the air, the stuff that you formulated, the Lee enzymes that are so good for, as you've suggested, breaking down. You can feel it when you put it in your stomach, a couple of those capsules and what it does to help break down the food. You're going to feel it going to work. You're going to feel it because it takes what's in the food and has it do what it's supposed to do. You know, back to the sun, kind of again, and the sun, what it does to plants, plant life, and then the animals that eat the plants and what's in the meat that you're eating from. It's just like a go around and around and around. And
it all came from the sun.
All comes from the sun. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mary almost exclusively takes our Lee enzymes and ageless thyroid with a few fats, and that's about it. She's 59. She's going to be 60 this year. Does she look like 60 to you?
Is she listening to this right now?
She's listening to me right now, blowing me kisses.
Yeah, really? Good. Yeah. She doesn't look like 60 at all. Nah.
No, she doesn't look anything like 60. I might look like 70. But
she looks like
anything.
She looks like Mary Stockwell. That's what she looks like.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Now, meanwhile, let's talk a little bit more about the things in your body. Again, nutritionally, if you're eating or absorbing whatever, you don't eat the enzymes. You put them into your mouth. You swallow them. That's not eating. What is that called? You just
ingesting.
When you take, ingesting. All right, that's a good
yeah.
word.
Eating implies mastication, you know, chewing.
Yeah, right, chewing it up. Right, right. Ooh, that a horrible word, too. Mastication, yucca bunga.
Oh, no.
So what do we eat, and what does the GAPS practitioner in you tell you to eat for healthier joints? We're getting away from healthy skin. You just gave us that formula. Is it the same formula no matter what? Good enzymes eating or helping you digest the foods that you're eating so they go to work on everything that needs
well, what are
work
your
on your body?
Made out of? What are your joints made out of broccoli and strawberries?
I thought they were water.
Your joints are made out of some very precious amino acids that are abundant in animal foods. So when you mentioned GAPS there a minute ago, when we're dealing with somebody who's having severe digestive problems, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, ulcerative, any kind of colitis type of thing, we always start with broth. We stop all solid foods completely, and we feed them what the lining of their gut is made out of. Cysteine, lysine, threonine, just some very important amino acids. And where do these amino acids come from? Well, just bone broth. You know, it's amazing how this has caught on around the country. A lot of the butcher areas in supermarkets, back in the butcher shop, they will now have bones in the cases next to the steaks and the chops and the hamburgers and things like this.
Not just to give them to your dog either.
Yeah, no, you take these bones home and you boil them for about 24 hours and get all of the amino acid strength out of it, take the bone out, run that broth through cheesecloth to filter it out a little bit, and then use that for your sauces, use it for your soups, use it for anything that's going to have some liquid aspect to it. Season it to your taste. However you like it, if you like a Mexican twist or a Oriental or Thai or Italian, season it occasionally however you like to do it. And I tell you, in 3 to 5 days, that by itself will rebuild the wall of the gut.
There you go. One of the
easiest things that Mary has been able to conquer with our patients are bowel and ear and digestive problems in a matter of a few days to a few weeks.
There you go. Check it out, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something else to check out. Go to another website for the best cookies and breads in America today, Eban's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S. Go there, order the gluten-free products that we've talked about here on this program for a year or so now, the breads, the English muffins, the things, you know, the cookies. Oh, my God, look at these cookies. Chocolate chip cookies that have absolutely no preservatives in them. Peanut butter cookies. All of their cookies, making a difference. All their breads, their buns, their rolls, all are wonderfully free of gluten. And this is the best place in America to get gluten-free. Say it again, Doug. The best place in America to get gluten-free. My heavens. Gluten-free baked goods. Say that 100 times, Jack, in a hurry. You don't need gluten in your body. So if you're allergic to it, fine. Even if you're not, these cookies are going to taste wonderfully. I brought a whole box of them out to Jack and Mary, and we sat around watching movies and eating these cookies. Very good for us. Check it all out at ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount, I think 15% at the moment. Remember, you get 100% money back guarantee as well. This is, if you have a gluten-free eating plan and it's strict, then, and you love baked goods, breads, and that sort of thing that are the usual sources of gluten, then you need to find the list of things at Eban's Bakehouse. Try them all out. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you check out, use the DJV code for a big discount.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. That's 800-932-2942.
Dr. Jack really convinces a lot of people. He's very convincing because he's so smart. He has the answer to the point of when I am talking to him, I try to keep him out of the weeds. You can get the benefit of Jack and his perfunctory overview of stuff. I was talking earlier about the DJV podcast. We have two here. We have the one that Jack has at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and then we have the one where Jack and I discuss many of the benefits of certain ways of looking at your body. We talk about coconut oil in the last conversation. Actually, we've got a couple at DGVHealthShow.com, or as far as that's concerned, you get your podcast in a lot of different places. Help yourself to the information. There's a sort of a primer on how to say goodbye to arthritis in one of the recent conversations. The truth about mushrooms, are they good for you? I think I read something after our conversation. There are 8 different types of mushrooms or something like that. 4 or 5 of them are really good for you. 1 or 2 of them don't do you any harm, but there's one you better look out for. And I don't even know how I know what I buy when I buy a mushroom in the store, but if you're out in the woods, there are a lot of people, you know, they want to smoke these mushrooms too. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, there are some very good guidebooks, you know, Barnes and Noble, places like that,
mm-hmm.
that for identifying dangerous plants in the wild or the forest, including mushrooms. And the majority of mushrooms out there that you run across are actually rather healthy. It's just the Amanita family that you've got to be very careful of, because some of them have very powerful neurotoxic effects upon the body. Literally will freeze the rib cage so you can't breathe.
Well, is it the powdered? If you can get powder out of a mushroom, I think I've been told that it wasn't good for you. Is that true? Powder?
There may be something to that. I know I have never heard that before. I'd have to look into that. But that, if they're very, very woody, so that they could be powdered, you want to be careful with that.
Yeah, right.
But the really moist ones, the morels and that kind of stuff, they're very healthy.
I always remember I asked the question, and nobody ever really gives me a good answer. They don't even take me seriously when I ask the question. Who was the first human being to look at a weed or a plant on the ground and cut it, dry it, and roll it up and smoke it? Who was the first person that thought, oh, I'm going
to
smoke
that? Someone had to make the paper before they could roll it up.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, who came up with this idea? You know, it's just...
Well, old temple paintings, old temple carvings. The old temple from Southeast Asia, from Egypt, all this stuff. You see people smoking in these carvings.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Jack, no smoke here. All fire.
Yes.
It's all fire. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on the DGV Health Program at 50 minutes past the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Three after the hour, it is DJV Health Time with Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you by the folks that make here in America Calitrin the way to lose weight and keep it off. So this is our time for alternative discussions about alternative medicine, or is it really? Some people call it counterintuitive, info or contretemps. The Center for Disease Control has released some new data about the Wuhan the virus. You've not seen this virus this week, Jack. I want to go down this other street with you for a second. The Chinese virus, whatever the hell you want to call it. More and more people are beginning to get the drift that it was actually created. It was created in that laboratory and was released. The question now is whether it was purposely developed and purposely released. It seems hard not to believe that it wasn't manufactured for some ill-gotten reason, because the information has come out, right, on the way they in the laboratory put those spikes on it so it would stick to
as early as a year ago, they were saying then that there's aspects of its structure that would take 100,000 more years in nature to even come up with that randomized position as far as the code is concerned. And so, yeah, that's what they're talking about now. And then that Indian paper that came out over a year ago
that got squashed
really quick as soon as it came out. And these were experts. These are great epidemiologists in India saying, hey, there's no way in the world this came from nature.
And the other side of it is there's so much other stuff, the invalidity of the World Health Organization, how compromised it is and why anybody pays any attention to it at all is a good question, Frank, because they've been covering this up. I started talking about it on the air. Heavens, it was at least a year ago.
Sure.
And so where we come full circle around. Now, your focus here is on the people who have gotten the vaccine and how many people have either been compromised or died because they got the injection for the virus. So what's the scoop?
Well, these are official CDC numbers at VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, dot HHS.
Health what is VAERS? What's that? Vaccine
something? Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
Okay, got it.
So, they claim, there was a study out of Johns Hopkins that said probably only 10% of the vaccine adverse report events actually get reported. So it could be as much as 10 times this. But the official death toll out of the CDC now is 4,647 Americans who have died following the injection, some within a matter of hours, some take a week or two. But the interesting thing is the CDC, of course, denies any causal link between the vaccine and the death.
Of course they do.
Yeah, yet the federal government has paid out over $4 billion since 1986 when this thing was created to parents of vaccine injured children.
What thing was created in 1984?
Well, in 1986, that's when Reagan signed the so-called Vaccine Safety Act that completely indemnified vaccine makers against any liability whatsoever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The only industry on the face of the planet that has that position.
Leave it to Big Pharma to take care of that.
Yeah, so anyway, it's just that the latest, there's over 100,000 adverse reactions that have been reported so far. Now,
but the devil's advocate position is that tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, if not billions of people have had the vaccine.
Yeah, I think the number is close to a billion, you know, and it's over 200 million in America.
So, is this a bad number? I mean, it's bad for the people who died. I guess we can infer that from this. But,
yes, and again, I'm back to informed consent. I just think people should be informed of the risk because they're told they're safe and they're effective.
Right.
And yet, and Bill Maher got fully vaccinated. He just came down with COVID. And there are more and more people who get vaccinated.
I was talking to somebody interesting yesterday. I didn't think about this, to someone who had the first shot. Then she got COVID between the first and second shot. It wasn't a bad case of it, but she still got it. So some food for thought. Here's some more food for thought. Thanks to Calitrin, you can lose weight and keep it off. That's the good thing. All natural, made in the USA, certified by the FDA. It's a perfect supplement for all members of the family. You're looking to lose weight naturally and keep it off. 24 years of success. Check out some of the success stories at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. Fast shipping, no hidden fees, no recurring plans. It's gluten-free, it's stimulant-free, it's drug-free. Get it, lose the weight, keep it off. Get 3 months free. Use the DJV code. You don't have to pay for shipping either when you check out. That's using Calitrin. Get it at toploss.com. Use the DJV code. It is 59 past the hour here on the DJV Health portion of the program.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.